To go on now, you talk about the old guard and the reapportionment, and I think the figures were that less than one quarter of the population chose a majority of the House, and that less than
9%.
I think it was a little higher than 9, but it was awfully small. And then in the Senate, less than half the population elected 80% of the state senators. We were the fourth worst malapportioned state in the country. Now, what was the effect on Oklahoma when reapportionment came in and a lot of the old guard legislators were shown the door?
Right away, they started having meetings. Of course, they were not meetings where the Republicans were even invited because they were caucuses, and they had half-party caucuses, and they got together, and they decided they were going to fight this to the very end.
This is the old guard.
Yeah. One of the main ones was Tom Tipps. I'll have to tell you more about him a little later. But anyway, I can remember him being on the floor, and he said, "Oh, what a P-38 pilot. And no damn judge is going to tell me that I've got to be reapportioned. This is my seat, and my people elected me. I'll be here as long as I want to be." He made that speech. It didn't quite work out that way, but nonetheless, it ends up in federal court. I testified. A lot of the members that thought right testified in favor of reapportionment. Finally, we were reapportioned by Judge Fred Daugherty. He had been a full colonel in the 45th Division, and I served with him. I came home on a ship with him from Korea to Japan and then on to San Francisco. He and I were very, very close friends. Good guy. We got out there, and we were going to get on the ship, and they didn't open the gangway where we could walk on the ship. We had to go up a scramble net. Well, Judge Daugherty, he wasn't a young boy. He was middle-aged past. But he was going up, and he had a B-4 bag in his hand, heavy. And he had his other hand full, and he just about to fall off. And I looked up. I could see that old B-4 bag swinging. I said, "Here, I've got a year in Korea, and I've made it through, and I don't want to be killed by a B-4 bag." So I got up there, and I got his B-4 bag on my shoulder, and I said, "Colonel, I've got your B-4 bag on my shoulder. Go ahead and crawl up." So we got up there, and we still had an awful hard time. There were about 2,000 soldiers getting ready to get on the ship. Most of them were not 45th Division boys. They were from every division. They really rawhided us all the time we were climbing up there. Anyway, the judge really remembered that. Till the day he died, he remembered me putting my shoulder under his B-4 bag. But anyway, he ended up reapportioning the Oklahoma legislature, the House and the Senate. The odd number seats in the Senate got a 4-year sentence, and even numbers got a 2-year sentence.
2 years the first time,
yeah.
And 4 years after.
They just get it all set up for years to come. I was getting ready to get a 2-year term because I was in Senate District 29. When the order came out that reapportioned and reassigned the districts, he actually picked out what the Senate districts were and what the House districts were. It's a very, very, very strange way he did it, but it worked. Lo and behold, I looked down there. There I was, District 30. And I thought, what in the world? Somebody out in the Senate gets up, one of the Democrats, and said, "Here's the kind of a deal this is. Senator Garrison's got District 30. And he said, "District 30 is mine." He said, "I had District 29, should have had 30. But they gave him 29. They said, "Senator Garrison ends up with a 4-year term." That's the first I'd even known of it. And I thought, what should I do here? Well, I sure don't want to take on a U.S. district judge. So I was the only one that had a 4-year term.
When the old guard legislators, so many of them lost their jobs in reapportionment.
Yeah.
What did that do to you? You were the first Republican named to chair a Senate committee because they just didn't have enough veteran senators.
Yeah, when we got the new legislature in, there were very few of the new senators that really knew what the story was. I was on the Judiciary Committee, and Clem MacSpadden was a good buddy of mine at that time. So he was the pro tem, and he said, I'm going to give you a committee. You can have any committee that you want. And I thought, what would be the one committee that I would really want? And I thought, the Judiciary Committee. A practicing lawyer would really love to be in on the Judiciary Committee, writing up proposed changes and so forth. So I started to say the Judiciary Committee, and I thought, no, I'd just be a little smart here. So I said, Congressional Redistricting. And he said, Congressional Redistricting? You can't have a committee on Congressional Redistricting because you're not a Democrat. He said, well, let me try that with the Rules Committee. And they said, no, we don't want to give the Republicans authority to redistrict. So he says, pick any other committee. And I said, how about Judiciary? He said, you got it. So I ended up with the Judiciary Committee.